I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC Podcasts, Radiotopia, and Mermaid Palace, welcome to the heart. I'm Caitlin Prest, and this is Sisters, a five-episode love story that follows my sister and me. Look out for trigger warnings in the show description. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes, go back to the chapter one episode right now. I'm about to do a bunch of spoilies about what happened in the last episode. In the last episode, I realized that Natalie was my soulmate. And after an entire childhood of always doing what I want to do, I went into her world and got cosplayed up at the Gem and the Holograms convention, GemCon. And then I felt like a wallflower and I couldn't hold it in. Will we break out of the dynamic we had as kids in this episode? This is episode 3, Workisode.
I'm afraid of losing my sister.
I'm afraid she'll walk away. Okay.
My sister has become a name in radio. If you Google Caitlin Prest, all the images are pictures of her. She's traveling the world.
She's an auto-documentarian, producer, creative director, and host of Radiotopia's The Heart.
She gets flown to conferences, visits her friends in Italy.
Podcasts are on the agenda again at Radio Days Europe, and Caitlin Prest has been talking about the importance of storytelling in podcasts.
My sister, who used to get up every morning at 5 a.m. to play piano, is channeling that overachieving perfectionist energy into her work.
We spoke with two women who have written and thought a lot about these gray areas. Caitlin Prest is the host of The Heart, a podcast on Radiotopia that explores sex,
being a voice for women. And it's changing people's lives. It's talking about important things that are uncomfortable to talk about, but we need to talk about them.
It's beautifully done. It gives us space to think about what is happening and for us to perhaps for a very short time, you know, be in her shoes.
Artistic, beautiful storytelling.
It's also cinematic. There's a dreamlike quality to this piece.
I'm so proud of her. She's just obsessed. When she's not working, she's working.
I'm hidden away in a staircase right now. Christmas dinner is about to start. There's a tree. I'm at my aunt and uncle's house.
How do you think we have all the tape to make this show?
I feel like crying because I haven't actually spent time with myself in probably over 3 weeks. I'm starting to feel it. Okay, I gotta go.
She's been recording every family dinner since her early 20s.
Well, I just missed the best part. Where we were truly mad at each other.
Pre-food.
Am I sitting in your place or what?
Yes, you are.
Which is where?
Caitlin, where do you want to sit?
It doesn't make sense that that would be where she's sitting.
Okay. You can't start to contrive fights now, just as the mic's on though.
Telling stories is how she brings magic into the world.
Mmm. Really good.
And it was so incredible watching her ideas get her places. And then there's me. I've been playing Animal Crossing for about 8 hours a day for the past 2 months. It's been years since I went to jazz school, and I'm not really doing anything with my music. It's May 2020, and the receptionist job that's been paying me minimum wage for the past 5 years...
Thank you for calling First Canadian Place. How may I direct your call?
No one needs a receptionist when there's no one to receive. I'm living on government assistance, but my virtual island inside my video game is beautiful. I am expertly cultivating my garden to acquire the coveted blue rose. I was teetering in typical pandemic depression. Caitlin got stuck on the Canadian side of the border and was running her new company from Toronto over Zoom. She said she needed help with admin. She asked me if I wanted a job. She said she needed someone she could trust. I was nervous, but I was also excited. I was excited to be a part of all the beautiful things she was creating. Mermaid Palace.
A company of artists making audio-centric work. The plan was for it to be a 3-month admin contract, helping out with emails and scheduling and organizing files. But I knew in my heart that what I really hoped to do was make art together. There were a variety of different futures that I was worried about having happen with Natalie if we decided to make art together. The future where the world finally realizes and knows in public for all to see that she is, in fact, the talented one.
Oh my God, Natalie. Natalie Prest. I'm such a fan. Oh my God, I just loved that series that you made.
I know. It was my first one, actually.
Oh my God, you're such a genius. I can't even believe it.
Her very first attempt at making radio is just as good as my 14 years cultivating my craft attempt at making radio.
I mean, like, you just did that all on your own?
Yeah, it just came. It just flowed.
The thing happens where the audience's favorite character is the one that they believe made the whole entire thing. She ends up getting rich off the thing that we made together, and we end up in court.
Caitlin Prest, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
My truth or her truth?
I did this project 100% by myself.
I taught her everything that she knows!
Excuse me, I'd like to state for the record that she did not teach me everything that I know.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did.
I totally did.
You definitely did not.
Order in the court. No sister fights in the courtroom, please.
She wins the court battle and bankrolls my life from her fame and her fortune. I take the money, but I never get over my resentment.
I sent you the e-transfer for your mortgage payment. Are you coming to my keynote speech tonight?
No, I will not be attending.
Okay, well, you know you're always invited.
See you next Christmas. The future where we decide to make music together. We're having our first show. The audience seems to really like her. And she just kind of stands in front of me a little bit. And I can't stop myself from actually pushing her. And then we get in a full-on, family-style bitch fight in front of the entire audience.
Yeah, well, you deserve it!
No, I didn't deserve it!
Yes, you do! Get out of my way!
Stop pushing me!
Even though I was excited about working with Caitlin, I had my own fears as well. I enter her vortex of workaholic mania.
I think I'm gonna head home. It's what? Like, I just thought I...
No, we have to, I mean, we're not even close to being finished. We have to do 3 more drafts of this. I don't think we're gonna get out of here before 3 a.m.
I'm on my 18th draft of a single social media post. She looks at it and sighs.
I think you're at the limit of your ability, so great effort. And I'll take it from here.
You don't want to stay and try?
No. Just you go home and play your animal game or whatever you like to do.
My life is one big Dropbox folder now. And none of those Dropboxes have images of GemCon cosplays. It's all her audio files.
else.
Natalie! Where's my San Pellegrino?
The future where I'm her lackey. She bosses me around like when we were kids.
The garbage is full, it's brimming.
She takes advantage of the fact that I'm her employee and gets me to do all the most disgusting, horrible tasks she can think of.
Here's my laundry. It's all mixed up clean and dirty together, so if you could just smell each item.
Okay. Like when she used to stick her dirty socks in my face and stick her finger up her nose just to wipe some boogers on me. The future where we fight. We fight constantly.
We have to do it like this though.
No.
Yes.
No.
We can't see eye to eye ever. At every corner is another frustration, another conflict, another upset.
I don't know. Are you seriously?
Yes, I'm seriously.
Why? Why?
Because,
how
because,
can you?
Because.
Working together is the beginning of the end.
You started it. No,
that's what me, okay. That's what mom and dad say all
well,
the time.
They're right.
That's what. No,
a fight that brings all the years of care and tolerance and love and learning to a grand finale.
You're evil. You're disgusting. You're mean. You're a horrible person. I wish you were dead.
And it sticks.
Are you coming home for Christmas this year?
Is she coming?
Yes, of course she's coming. I want you both to
I'm
be
not going
to
be in the same place as her until I receive my apology.
Her sisterhood is estranged.
Caitlin's not coming to Christmas unless you apologize. So, just do it.
I don't care if she doesn't come for Christmas.
It's been 15 years. This has to be resolved.
I will not be coming until I receive my apology. I wait for my apology until one day, in her 60s, she dies.
This is a reading of the final will and testament of Caitlin Prest to her sister, Natalie Prest. Let me see. Strange. It just says word.
What?
Oh, there's a clarification. The last one.
Of course.
We put our fears aside. We hope for the best. It's a summer day. I can hear the lawnmower down the street.
Meow. Hi, Porter.
Didn't see any milk in the fridge.
Ugh. I arrive with coffee. Light is shining through the window onto her mess of curls, tangled up in a stained white duvet without a cover.
Half a cup, apparently.
A glass of water by the bed. At least she's hydrating.
It's okay. Oh. Espresso, so I guess that's...
Looks like she had a rough night.
Yay, poo-poo!
Here we are!
First day of working!
Yeah, I brought the laptop. Oh, this is so nice. I love this plant. How'd you sleep? No, not good?
Well, you're not going to like this, but I took more than I was supposed to take of my antidepressants yesterday.
Oh, KP.
Not too much more, but a little
Why? More. What does it do?
I don't know.
Makes you feel like you're taking something.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. So now I've communicated that. And we'll make sure to check in regularly about what the tasks are, what's the new goals, even with the, I mean, I really don't want to do this today.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay.
At all.
Cool. Okay. It's really, really cool.
Because
and
you're
using it. I can hear you using it to musical effect. And then can you do that same one, but as clear as possible?
Because I have 2 days of no appointments, and I need to use them.
Yeah.
For my art.
Yeah.
I have to. Mm-hmm. And so that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
The art.
No, I'm not complaining. I was more thinking like, I have to be careful not to micromanage because that doesn't help. That doesn't make someone feel good. It doesn't make them feel like they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Because no one can do it exactly the way I would do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I did that. This schedule.
Yeah.
Can you check the
Facebook messages? Or what?
Jen just. Oh yeah, you
Would
saw that.
Would that be me?
because you're not just my boss, you're like my sister. I want to like take care of the things that need taken care of that are not the most glamorous things, or even like, you know, like, yeah, like the washing the dishes or just like keeping the workspace a nice workspace, or I don't know, like, yeah, like
we're having fun. You and know. don't you find, I mean, do you feel like you're learning stuff and like using your skills for something?
Yeah, no, definitely. I love doing emails. I don't know, like I was looking forward to checking my inbox. There wasn't enough emails.
Oh my God, Natalie!
I mean, well, that's the thing, because that's what I did for 5 years, was look at the inbox, get through the inbox, check off this thing, check off this thing. You know, it feels good. It's like, we do have to figure out how I can take ownership over the voice of Mermaid Palace, because like if I can't just be like checking like in you. With you all the time, you know,
exactly.
Like I want it to feel like, you know, like I want it to feel...
I'm so happy you're working with me, Natalie.
Me too. I'm happy that you're happy. Is this it?
Are you having a good time?
No, I was looking forward to coming to work and getting those emails done that I know I can do.
We take it a day at a time, and shortly after we start working together, the next story becomes our story. The story we are living.
Maybe we just need to plan a time to talk about credit, you know, and like, that's the thing that I'm the most afraid of.
Yeah, because it's true. I'm kind of like a player or a like character in your story. Like that's been part of the problem, I guess, is that feeling like I'm like a tool for your next story.
Right. How do we fix that?
Yeah, which is like... Like it's like, I guess that's the thing, like naming it or acknowledging it or like... Well, and that's the thing, I've kind of been feeling a little, like, confused because I'm not sure where my role is in it. Like, if you just tell me I am the whatever in the story.
I know, it's confusing, and this is what...
Well, because it's your, yeah, like, I'm just still defining myself as an artist, so, like, it's all the stuff we were talking about in the collab, like...
Well, and I guess just redefining myself as a person who stands up for her own needs and acknowledges her own needs, isolated from everyone else's needs in the family, because the family always feel that I'm not, like, dwarfing my own needs.
When Caitlin and I started recording almost every single conversation we had as part of our work, the biggest thing that stood out to me was listening back to the recordings and remembering all the thoughts that were going through my mind. On the outside, I would say all the right things. But on the inside...
But I feel like you... But that's the whole thing, is I thought that we'd be good at working together because you do stand up to me. You don't feel like you stand up to me?
Oh, God.
I think that it sometimes...
Her eyes point at me as if to say there's a right answer and there's a wrong answer. What's the right answer? It's like her hand is over a knob. If I say what I truly feel and it's in opposition, that knob is gonna dial up. The tension in the room is going to get stronger.
Like, I guess I'm trying to think of an example. I don't know, stand up to is kind of vague. I don't know, like, I think that sometimes...
There's the answer that makes her feel validated. If I say the right thing, the knob will go down, and we'll be fine.
I don't know, I feel like I cater my content sometimes to make sure...
Why can't I just answer the question? Cater my content?
Cater my content, I don't know if that's not really a word. Well, yeah, because I care about you, and because I love you, and because I want to make sure that you're feeling good and feeling happy. Like, sometimes maybe I am a bit too, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I don't stand up to you, and I feel like...
Oh, God, it's the truth.
I'm worried about your emotional well-being, so I withhold, no, I don't know, withhold, but, like, I just focus on the positive more than, I mean, and I think that's in life, I focus on the positive,
yeah.
Well, I do too, usually. Yeah. I mean, it's been a hard few years, but I used to be just like that too.
Yeah, like just focus on the
positive.
Oh, that's the sound of my relief. And I kind of said what I felt, I think.
I have to keep going because I still have juice.
Great. So. Great. Perfect.
Okay, love you.
Cool.
Oh, if I had wings, just like Noah's dove, I would fly away to the one I love. We're in Caitlin's living room, which is also currently our office. It's a huge loft that she's subletting. She's been asked to create a performance for an award ceremony. The performance is going to be called Sisters.
Sisters.
To the one I love.
I would fly away.
I would fly away. We're rehearsing.
To the one I love. If I had wings.
would fly away to the one
no,
I love.
No, not like that. Sorry. All ideas are good ideas.
Except if they're Natalie's.
Exactly.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 1. I'm getting so frustrated.
What do you want me to do then? I'm fine.
Just go like this and down, this and down, this and down.
Every time she tells me what to do.
Yeah, don't put your hands below there.
Natalie, get your hand out of there.
I just flash back to our childhood.
It doesn't look good.
Okay.
It's on the bottom?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Down, this and down, this and down.
Okay, we need to communicate that.
I know, I'm bad, I'm cruel.
You're bad, you're really bad, it's just like a, no.
My vision of who she was continued to be colored by a childhood that featured her as the bratty, irrational, stubborn, hot-headed, bossy, mean, insensitive kid.
Natalie, get him away. I don't want that.
She had a strong inclination of how things should go.
There's a lot of crap in this that's really boring and people won't want to watch, so.
I still saw her as the bad kid. That's who she was to me. My big sister who would call me a cunt at the earliest opportunity during any disagreement we might have.
Caitlin, you just ruined the microwave. You have to clean it up. She just said don't be a cunt.
She knew I hated that. She was a big, strong, stubborn brat.
Anyway.
I know. Evil. Caitlin's evil. Caitlin has to get a handle on it.
Is this on recording?
We are recording.
Okay, good.
This is evidence.
Okay, good.
Okay? 1, 2, 3.
Butt.
Butt.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I didn't believe her fully when she said she wanted to change our dynamic on the steps at Montreal. How could she? She had it so good having a little sister who worshipped her and would do whatever she said. Why would she ever help facilitate a change when it meant not getting her way?
Okay. Well, because I was thinking, like the arms, like these arms, like...
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, Natalie got a good idea.
Finally.
Natalie got a good idea.
Oh, if I had wings.
If like I had wings.
The performance ended up going really well. We had fun doing it. And she did actually end up taking my feedback. But all I could focus on was the negative.
The one I love.
I was bitter. I couldn't get over the past. We had been working together for 6 months. The bitterness is growing.
Please excuse this brief interruption. We'll be right back.
We're sitting on a patio working on Caitlin's next podcast, our lives. And Caitlin keeps saying, we have to make this a love story. What if we wrote love letters to each other? So I'm looking at the blank page, trying to find the love. Dear Caitlin, when did I realize you were both strong and weak at the same time?
Okay, Nah.
What's the morbid question?
It must be recorded for us
can
to put into the
I
archives.
Ask you a morbid question? You've never thought about killing yourself?
No.
Never. I just wanted to know. I like it whenever I'm validated that I have mental problems.
Are you alone right now?
No.
Your sister's there?
Yeah.
What you're hearing right now is a typical day at the office. All those days at the office that I had to try not to cry if I was having personal moments, that's what she records and puts out on the radio for people to listen to. That's what we've been recording to put on the radio for people to listen to.
It's true, when I started thinking about writing a suicide note last night, I just got sad. It didn't make me feel good.
Should we call somebody? Like, what's the next step? Like,
I don't know. I mean,
oh my God.
The fear of losing you makes admitting how often your brain ventures to thoughts of suicide hard to take.
I mean, I'm really happy that it passed, because, like, I'm trying not to imagine what it would have been like to wake up this morning and not have a sister. Especially after we've been so close, you know, this you know.
Mm-hmm. It feels like you don't value me and the care I have towards your well-being.
And I mean, we called that place for rehab because we thought that that would be a good way to get you out of it, and we didn't really do that. And I don't know, the fact that your therapist asked you to check into a mental, some place where they could take care of your mental health, because you...
My love story to you is filled with care. Care for your well-being.
See you later.
I'm feeling...
First step is garbage and laundry. Then work if you can. And if not, just chill. Either option is gonna be okay. Okay, do you know where we're gonna put this? We're gonna figure it out. Backyard?
Put it in the dumpster.
Confusion of seeing a woman who's so capable and headstrong while simultaneously being easily broken.
This is one night of all of your life. It's not the end of the world.
We're walking down Queen Street. Caitlin starts freaking out. She says to me, "It feels like I'm missing a layer of skin." We start recording.
I feel like I'm about to have a panic attack. I'm trying to listen to your story, but I keep phasing out. And like, all the noises sound really loud to me right now. Every person's facial expression looks mean. It feels like the whole world is attacking me right now.
Wow.
You've been on a quieter street? Maybe, yeah. Yeah. I don't have control over this when it happens.
Okay.
And
down the street?
I've learned that when I get like this, it's a burden on whoever's around me. So I'm trying to figure out how to deal with that.
Yeah. Well, we can say work day done as of right now and just say it's sister time right now.
Okay.
Like, we can officially...
But even as my sister, though, I mean, like, because right. That's the whole thing. It's okay. Like, it's not just people who work for me. It's also my friends who feel this way.
Right.
If my vibe right now is too intense and, like, uncomfortable, you don't have to... it's not your job to help it become better or to sit with me through it until it's over.
Right.
And especially if I'm, like, I need to learn how to take time out gracefully and neutrally.
Right.
I'd have to get her out of bed like I did when we were teenagers. I'd come into work and she'd just be looping. Dark thoughts, helpless thoughts, and she'd share everything with me. We're sisters. Her job is sharing everything.
I'm easy to love on a once a week basis.
When I read what I wrote down, it wasn't really a love letter. It was a letter that showed me how bad things were. My sister's well-being was on my shoulders because I couldn't trust her to take care of herself. It was kind of always that way. But working together, I saw the struggle up close. It was too much for me. I didn't know how to help her, so I just felt like I was drowning under the weight of it all. And it wasn't getting better. So I asked my parents.
Like, because I guess just this past month or whatever, like, it has been a whole month of me having, like, a lot of ups and downs with my relationship with Caitlin. And, like, I guess it's been the farthest down that it's ever been. Like, it feels like kind of like the rose-glassed glasses are shattering, you know? Like, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I know there's good parts, but it's true, kind of the bad parts, like, overwhelmed me this month, I guess. Like, yeah, like the veil of, like, love over everything was, like, cracked a bit, and I did feel, like, a darkness towards her that, like, I didn't know how to deal with. Like, this thing, I guess I've been growing and, like, realizing that, like, everything can't be just magic fuzzy. Like no one person can actually, like, be all of that always, you know? And I guess, well, like, and just why do we feel like I'm the victim? Like, why is that a narrative that's come across these years, you know? Like, and what can I do to not be that, I guess?
But you should do something. Because otherwise you always end up just falling back into your old habits because you should.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about, trying to avoid that.
Caitlin's not all bad.
They didn't know what to say. But next time they were in town, my dad hands me this book. He found it at my Bobby's place, my grandma, when they were cleaning it out. He said, maybe this will help you with Caitlin. It's called Stop Walking on Eggshells. At least he's trying.
You know, like, our relationship is a lot of the time our relationship is about me, you know? And what would it look like for it to be more balanced? You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, if this isn't working for you, then that's okay, you know? Like, if you quit, I'm not gonna hold that against you as in our sister relationship. But I want you to be happy. You don't owe me anything. And I love you no matter what. You really don't, you don't owe me anything at all. And figure out, ask yourself, what am I getting out of this job? Am I doing this just out of a sense of obligation because I'm scared my sister is gonna, you know, unravel into a pile of rubble, you know? Like, that's not a good reason to do a job. So,
yeah, I mean, it's also, I mean, all your problems are my problems, and, like, your day is my day, and, like, and then when I come home from work, it's like, I'm just talking about you, you know? Like, it's like, but what is my, you know, it is very codependent and very, like...
Totally.
I don't know. Yeah.
Nah?
She's giving me an out. And she says she'll be fine. But I don't know if I can trust that. My therapist asked me, how does it make you feel thinking about quitting? And I said, relieved. I felt trapped, feeling like if I quit or take space, she might actually plummet deeper. What do I need? Do I need to quit this job? Am I getting what I need out of this position?
Do something else.
Peter,
maybe I'll play this.
Yes, play the thing.
I tried to see the good in my situation.
This is nice. Hey.
This is kind of amazing.
Sorry.
I'm not just doing admin.
Can you give me a note that's in harmony
with that?
We're
doing music.
La 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 la.
Or we're making art together. I'm getting paid to sing.
It's Cresmento now.
Cresmento!
She laughs at all my jokes. She makes me laugh. We get dressed up in gem costumes just to work on the gem episode.
How do we want to tackle this episode?
We're closer than we've ever been.
Well, I really like going out with you. Because
I look over and you're like, enchanting a group of people, yeah. You know? And I'm just like, oh my God, she's enchanting those fucking people. It's so beautiful.
When I was working 9 to 5 in an office, I was wishing that I could work for a creative company. I guess this is what a creative company looks like. So while some days I was dragging her out of bed, other days she'd take me out for breakfast and ask me about my artistic dreams.
Create a business to spread joy of bikes, flowers, and music. Hashtag flower bike fairy. Enchanting people with my talent, including regular space for serenading. Finding the time to create a website. I know, I was like, finding the time. Just create a website is what I should write. But finding the time is, I guess, part
That's
of it.
That's a step. Yeah. It's an important step.
She takes me on a trip to Copenhagen. Work trips that I used to watch on her Instagram are now my work trips.
How do children fit in my artistic vision? That's a 5-year plan. How do children fit? Figure that out.
Children are art too.
She really does support my art. She's the biggest supporter I've ever had besides my dad.
Yeah, you should watch because she's very good performing.
I'm gonna sing a song. Okay, this is for my sister.
Anyway. I have to see. I have to watch.
The sister is here.
We all have to watch.
Hello.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too easily. Da-ba-da-da-dum, da-da-dum, ba-da-dum,
do-ba-da-dum, do-da-ba-do-da-ba-do-da-ba-do-da-da-da. The problem is I never know what Caitlin I'm going to get. The happy, joyful, creative Caitlin, or the looping, dark, depression Caitlin.
That
was cool.
That was so good. Oh my god. That was body. Oh, now I must talk to Sean.
Okay. Well, you also have a. Oh, yeah.
Wow, poo.
It's been 7 months. I come home from work. Emotionally exhausted. I notice the Stop Walking on Eggshells book that my dad gave me. And I decide to give it a try. Stop Walking on Eggshells. Taking back your life when someone you care about has borderline personality disorder. I don't even think my dad read the full title. He just saw Walking on Eggshells and thought, maybe this could help. But as soon as I open the first page, it says, is someone you care about causing a great deal of pain?
Yeah, I guess it's my relationship to your pain, maybe. Or my relationship to...
Do you find yourself concealing what you think or feel because you're afraid of the other person's reaction?
Being your sister, support sister. I don't know. My relationship to...
Or because it just doesn't seem worth the horrible fight or hurt feelings that will follow?
So I don't know how that relates to...
Oh, man. Are you afraid to ask for things in the relationship?
Well, wanting the least possible conflict. So I guess that in that perspective, it does seem like your way equals not least possible conflict.
Do you feel like your needs are not important? Wow. I keep reading. Criteria for BPD. A pervasive pattern of instability and marked impulsivity beginning by early adulthood and present in a variety of contexts as indicated by five or more of the following. 1. Frantic efforts to avoid real or imagined abandonment.
It just felt like, wow, like the last person on earth that I thought I could trust, like, is turning on me too, like, is shutting me out too, like.
2. A pattern of unstable and intense interpersonal relationships characterized by alternating between extremes of idealization and devaluation.
Shaw and I are in a very good place. Very good place.
I'm mad at Shaw.
3. Impulsivity in at least 2 areas that are potentially self-damaging. Spending, sex, substance abuse.
Then I was just telling her that I'm drinking again.
I know you're judging me.
Well, I mean, it's just, I care for your health.
You skipped the gym to go drink.
I did.
I knew it was
I wasn't trying to drink. I wasn't trying to. But I did.
Reckless driving.
She sped so fast down the dirt roads that she turned an hour-long commute into a 40-minute panicked NASCAR race.
Oh, man. 4. Recurrent suicidal behavior, gestures, or threats.
Dr. Hamilton asked me the first time. Like, she's like, have you had thoughts of self-harm? I'm like, yeah, every day.
5. Instability due to marked reactivity of mood, irritability, or anxiety, usually lasting a few hours.
Send me the picture. And then I'm like, I don't want to know about the social media. I'm like, but wait, what are you doing with the social media? We're not doing it right. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
6. Identity disturbance, unstable self-image or sense of self. She has an entire performance piece.
I'm Caitlin.
About this exact thing.
No, I'm Caitlin. I'm Caitlin. I'm Caitlin Prest. No. 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 Hi. I'm the real Caitlin.
7. Chronic feelings of emptiness.
Why can't I just quit life? So what's the fucking point? I don't know what the fuck the point is.
High-functioning, invisible borderlines act perfectly normal most of the time, at least to people outside of the family. Unlike conventional BPs, they usually don't project vulnerability. Appears normal, even charismatic to outsiders, but exhibits BP traits behind closed doors. May have a career and be successful. Oh my gosh. This is so weird. May need to feel in control of other people because they feel so out of control with themselves. In addition, they may be trying to make their own world more predictable and manageable.
Like, I get really controlling and really panicky about stuff because I'm over-identifying with the work. Mm-hmm. And if the work is the work and Caitlin is Caitlin, I can be a lot more solid and a lot less emotional about everything and a lot less controlling.
A lot of controlling people with BPD are like people with third-degree burns over 90% of their body. Lacking emotional skin, they feel agony at the slightest touch or movement. That's almost exactly what she told me last week. The BP's behavior is more about them than you. The potential loss of a relationship can be like facing the loss of an arm or leg, or even death. Often what may seem like angry, impulsive, and manipulative behavior is really a misguided attempt to elicit involvement and caring. As torturous as this can be for you, imagine what it's like for the person who has the disorder. You can take a break and get away from it for a while, but the BP lives with the fear and panic 24 hours a day. Oh my gosh. Does Caitlin have BPD?
This was episode 3 of Sisters.
Workisode. In this episode, you hear excerpts from the book Stop Walking on Eggshells by Paul T. Mason and Randy Krieger. If any of this sounds familiar and you want to learn more about BPD, you can find more information at www.bpdresourcecenter.org. You can also visit our website for more helpful links and information, theheartradio.org/sisters. If you are having suicidal thoughts or urges, please call 1-833-456-4566. Help is available 24/7, 365 days a year from Talk Suicide Canada. For all things heart, follow at The Heart Radio on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow Mermaid Palace at Mermaid Palace Art on Instagram to see photos of Caitlin and Natalie's real life working together. You can follow Caitlin Prest at Caitlin Prest and Natalie at Natalie Presti. This episode was written and associate produced by Natalie Prest. Written and directed by KP, the host and creator of this show. You heard synthesizer sounds and music composition by Caitlin Prest and vocals by Natalie Prest. This series was edited by me, Deborah Sharinde. Follow me on Insta at Soft Volumes. That's soft and then volumes with a zero. Our researching producer is Alexandra Pinel. Sisters Design by Jen Ng. Original photos captured by Theranga Ramanaki. Big thanks to our editorial advisors whose brains shaped what this story became. Megan Castle inputted in a big way on the overall narrative arc and thematic focus of the series. We couldn't have done it without them. Also, Jennifer Custer-DeRoche, Mitchell Akiyama, Fabiola Carletti, and Harry Nazan. Elia Pabani is a talented radio maker with her own show, We Are Not the Virus. Check it out wherever you get your podcast. Special thanks also to Sarah Rose, Audrey Mardovich, Yuri Lasordo, Zach Weingarten, who all listened to iterations of this project and gave their thoughts. Brendan Baker helped KP make this mix sparkle. Thanks also to Mermaid Palace's support team, Alison Light, Blake Day, and Parvi Tamu Bryant. Thanks to our friends at CBC, Roshni Nair, Sarah Clayden, Damon Fairless, Cecil Fernandez, Tina Verma, Arif Narani, and Tanya Springer. Stay tuned for the next installment of Sisters, What's Wrong Isode. This special season of The Heart is a co-production of CBC Podcasts and Mermaid Palace. The Heart is a proud member of Radiotopia.
Radiotopia from PR.